Truth News Network.
Jury trials are suspended in Milwaukee County. Traveling to one's own vacation home blocked in Michigan. Solo walks on the beach end in arrest. And stores are told what they may and may not sell, even out of the same inventory. And why? Well, that's the question. And it's time for some answers. Time for the truth. TNN,
the Truth News Network.
And your master of the facts is Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. It's Monday morning. I hope you had a glorious weekend, got a lot of stuff done, and somehow tried to stay cool. Boy, heat and humidity engulfed the South. Do you realize that during this weekend, on Saturday, the heat index in my city was 130 degrees at one point? It's really hot. I guess it's kind of fitting that it's so hot temperature-wise, because it's really hot in just about every other area of life in the United States of America right now. Death. Black death at the hands of other blacks is not only bad, folks. It's getting worse and worse. And so today, a question for everybody. Do all black lives matter? I'm going to start this with a quote. I understand Black Lives Matter, but that's not my movement right now. My movement is to let them know that that was my son. Horace Lorenzo Anderson was my son. And his son is dead. In a gripping, gut-wrenching, heart-rending half-hour interview with Sean Hannity of Fox News, Horace Lorenzo Anderson Jr. tearfully pled with social justice warriors and anyone watching that his son's black life mattered too. Horace Jr. was just 19 years old when he was shot and killed at Seattle's Capitol Hill CHOP, the police-free six-block city encampment created with the blessing of Democratic officials. Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan cheerfully dubbed the anarchist takeover a summer of love, her words, apparently unaware that the first summer of love in San Francisco Haight-Ashbury district in 1967 ended in rampant criminality, drug addiction, sex abuse, and the other varieties of misery which have marred the city by the bay ever since. I know. I'm an old white guy, and therefore anything I would say on this subject certainly means my skin color means I'm ineligible to do so. Plus it means, by many people's thoughts, I'm a racist. Hey, give me a break. I'm woke. I understand what Black Lives Matter means and stands for, according to conventional and current social demands. Well, I know what I have to say puts me squarely in the bullseye of the cancel culture police. If I get canceled, it will have nothing to do with the applicability or correctness of the content of what I say today. Just because someone alleges something I say, something anybody says, is wrong, doesn't mean it's wrong. And before anyone jumps to cancel me, my life of 67 years speaks anything other than racism. So I suggest you listen for just a moment or two, or just cancel out of what I have to say right now. Because if you're going to stick to the woke rule that no white person can possibly understand racism, you'll not receive anything I have to say anyway. That, of course, has nothing to do with the merits of what I say. It speaks rather to your unwillingness to consider something that may force you to rethink an absolute or two that you've embraced. And maybe you've embraced something incorrectly or for the wrong reasons. Please, at least, give me a shot. There's no harm in listening, is there? The Black Lives Matter movement has apparently abandoned the substance of its purposeful founding and should quickly rethink the operational process that is today underway nationwide. If that doesn't happen soon, what credibility the movement had will be flushed down the toilet as little more than hypocritical radicalism that has for generations seen so many initially worthy causes fade away because their actions decry their claims of purpose for their existence. Why? instead of stepping up and responding in the face of real horrors that many in the African American community face daily, Black Lives Matter has allowed itself to morph into little more than another radical social cause that looks and acts nothing like its claimed purpose and nothing that its name alleges it is. Very few people question, and I certainly don't, that African Americans have suffered unfair treatment in the criminal justice system. There is far too much in-your-face evidence to discount it. And because of the generations of politicians simply looking away, far too many Americans reject its pervasiveness. And that's really sad. Black Lives Matter, at least formally, had the perfect opportunity to be the voice for Black Americans who socially suffer at the hands of not just a few racist law officers, but at the hands of racism that many who are perpetrators don't even know they're the culprits. Last year, 9 African Americans were shot and killed by white cops. 9. That in a nation of 330 million people. Say what you will, but that number doesn't justify the $130 million seed given to Black Lives Matter by George Soros. Think of what even a small chunk of that $130 million could change in the lives of a large number of African-American children. What might have been for Horace Jr. had he never crossed the perimeter of CHOP? What if he had managed to escape his revolutionary captors who blocked paramedics from even coming to his rescue as he lay there, bled to death in their new urban utopia? What might have been for 8-year-old Sequoia Turner had she survived Atlanta's 4th of July? During a press conference, her heartbroken father, his voice hoarse, pleaded, "They say Black Lives Matter. You killed your own," he said. "You killed your own this time just because of a barrier. You killed my baby." Atlanta's mayor, Keisha Lance Bottoms, flanked by Turner, grim-faced police officers and families grieving the weekend orgy of violence, was to the point. Here's what she said. "The reality is this. These aren't police officers shooting people on the streets of Atlanta. These are members of the community shooting each other. And in this case, it is the worst possible outcome." Meanwhile, in Chicago, another father bore painful witness to the worst possible outcome, his baby being killed over the 4th of July over some probable trivial dispute. 7-year-old Natalia Wallace was shot at a weekend party in her grandmother's backyard. Nathan Wallace told reporters, "To see my daughter on the table with a gunshot wound to the forehead, that will change somebody's life." Tyrone Muhammad, have you ever heard of him? He's a Chicago activist and founder of the fledgling group Ex-Cons for Community and Social Change. That group works to change lives before the bullets fly. Muhammad knows both sides of the violence equation. He spent over 20 years in prison for murder. He went in a hard-eyed gangster. He came out determined to keep other young men from making the same disastrous trek from the South Side to the steel bars of a prison cell. Here is what he said about all of the uproar with no action when it comes to senseless killings of Chicago babies. Muhammad is unsteady about the politics and goal of Black Lives Matter as an organization. Here's what he said. "Black Lives Matter is a political group that has so many political leanings that it clearly uses black death as a hustle. Black death is a hustle for a lot of these outside groups. A hustle," Tyrone Muhammad believes, "that ignores the root of the problem, driving what he calls a swarm of civil war engulfing America's inner cities. Fatherless homes," he says, "broken families, official corruption, and complacent communities." Quote, "It's black men's fault to allow black boys and black men to victimize their own communities and murder their children. We have to take personal responsibility," Muhammad says. It should be commended whenever black men say it's our responsibility to reduce violence. Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot was swept into office last year by a citizenry desperate for change. The new big city mayor is clearly rattled by the extreme violence racking her city. After another weekend of bloodshed, Lightfoot declared, "Thoughts and prayers are simply not enough at this point. Sorrow itself is not enough." But for Mr. Anderson, Mr. Turner, and Mr. Wallace, and for the countless parents and families like them, prayers and sorrow are all they have for their black children, whose lives dearly matter. "I'm kissing a picture," Horace Sr. said, looking at the picture of his son as he wept. If the leaders of BLM truly want to impact the lives of black Americans and make them better, it should revise and broaden its mission. Americans have watched this year as BLM has flexed its muscles, showing the world its potential to truly impact the preservation of the lives of young African Americans in the U.S., not just from a handful of racist cops, but from senseless deaths at the hands of anyone, but primarily other blacks. How callous are the leaders of BLM to ignore the cries of Horace Lorenzo Anderson Sr. as he wept profoundly on Sean Hannity's show? Did the life of Horace Jr. not matter? What about 8-year-old Sequoia Turner, who just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time in Atlanta and caught a bullet in her forehead that instantly snuffed out her life? Where was BLM in either of these cases? Painting its names on a street somewhere? America's social justice elites are quick to throw anyone under the bus for even questioning BLM's motives and ignoring such African-American killings at the hands of other blacks. Let's be adults, folks. When it comes to the senseless slaughter of African-Americans at the hands of anyone, enough is enough. $130 million for an organization that names itself Black Lives Matter should probably find a way to tackle the problem its name says it tackles. Deaths of blacks, period. Because black lives didn't matter. Anything short of that is little more than another ethnic not-for-profit that exists to make noise, create havoc, which is content to light fires with no desire or no efforts to put out the fires for the cause of meaningful change. If black lives really matter, and they do, folks, every life matters, yes, but right now, in this historical moment in our nation, black lives matter. Do something about it. Whatever you can with whatever resources you can muster to show the nation your group name, BLM, is more than a call sign used to spark fear among millions of Americans who simply don't understand the Black Lives Matter movement. Right now, Black Lives Matter looks exactly like dozens of other social groups from U.S. history that do little more than scorch the ground and get very little, if anything, done. I hope Black Lives Matter does not hope that its acceptance will be based upon the fear. Fear seldom accomplishes positive changes. Very rarely. America doesn't need another one of those. We have a bunch of them in place already. There are far too many. We can't even count how many of them there are. We need a group, some group of people, to activate whatever is necessary to assure that every black American, every American, every black American, folks, we need to assure every black American. You understand? Every black American needs to know that truly, not just a talking point, not just a slogan, not just a name of an organization, black lives really do matter. And we've got to show them we really mean that. Tough one to start the week off with, folks. Very timely. You don't know how I struggled writing this story and how many times I question, should I even put this out there? You know why I question? Because I knew there will be people, there are people right now as I'm talking to you in this podcast that read the story, haven't listened to me on the podcast, but read the story, and they just automatically say, whoop, there's another racist white man trying to tell us how to live our lives. Well, first, I am a white man. I don't have any racism in my history of 67 years. I have African Americans in my own immediate family that I love as much as I love my biological children. But it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about people taking care of people. People loving the lives of others and putting those lives first. I love you guys. So glad you joined us here this morning. Spread this around if you want. The story is published on the homepage at Truth News Network. You can copy it and paste it and send it around. Feel free to do so. You might be subtly sending a message to someone else that you may fear if you did it and said it was from you, they might call you a racist. I'll be the fall guy. People need to think things through and find truths. And I think this today does just that. I'm going to see you right back here at 9 o'clock Central this morning for Monday's version of TNN Live. 2 hours of conservative talk, taking your phone calls, answering your questions, and dealing with matters of importance since we got together last Friday. Don't you dare miss it. How do you get there? Go up to the top of the homepage. There's a horizontal blue banner that says click to listen live. You click on that, takes you right to the broadcast at 9 o'clock sharp, 9 o'clock central this morning. If you can't be there, I understand. Let's get back together tomorrow morning right here at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
Speaking the truth, the mainstream press will not. Dan Newman, TNN,
the Truth News Network.